Catherine Murphy is The Guardian's political editor. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you?
Wondering what's happening here. Bridget McKenzie just told me that at the end of that press conference, there are more questions. She is pretty critical of the way Scott Morrison explained himself yesterday. Where does this go?
Well, I think it sort of continues to circle around the unanswered questions that are associated with it in terms of people's motives and actions. And I think Bridget McKenzie just said to you that she thinks that Scott Morrison's behaviour was a breach of the coalition agreement. So I think it continues to circle around itself. Look, I mean, this swearing in of the several ministries, it's just a bizarre thing to do, right? Perhaps the swearing in initially in the opening bit of the pandemic was comprehensible, but the late ones and not telling the colleagues and not telling the public, I mean, really. But the thing about this is this behaviour from the former Prime Minister is both totally extraordinary and totally on brand. The former Prime Minister was not a big devotee of conventions. I'm sure the listeners will remember this was all bubble stuff, right? Mm. He was also a total enthusiast for the centralisation of power that was a function of the pandemic. And he used the National Cabinet to constrain the influence of his own cabinet and his own backbench. And then typically when called on the behaviour, you know, when it's pointed out to him that this is not fair either to the public or to the colleagues, he won't accept responsibility for his behaviour in a straightforward way. So it's sort of one of those events, Patricia, that is both extraordinary and totally reinforces all the things that we already knew about the former Prime Minister.
Just on another issue, the Energy Minister joined us to talk about the discussion paper on the safeguard mechanism. There's a lot to negotiate. What do you make of putting so many limits on the use of international carbon credits?
Well, it suggests that the government's at least halfway serious about emissions reduction, which is a good thing. Look, this whole design of the safeguard mechanism's got a long way to run. I think you said that in your setup for your discussion with Chris Bowen this morning, although it's interesting to me that I think the government's truncated the timetable slightly. I think it wants the new system in place by the middle of next year, which I think is sooner than they had originally flagged. So that's also interesting. Look, there's, you know, it's a bunch of detail that needs to be resolved. And this sort of redesign or rejig of the safeguard mechanism has always been the live test, the relevant test of whether or not the climate wars in this country are over.
Yep.
Now, businesses have been very supportive of Labor's targets and agenda. You know, it'll be interesting to see if that support holds up if the government is going to insist. Oh, sorry, am I running?
Catherine, but that's okay. The news is upon us. Catherine Murphy there, The Guardian's political editor. You're listening to ABCRN Breakfast.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.